Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. All right, we want you to be part of the solution. We want you to get involved. And seriously, when you get involved, you get the facts, then you can push back. And the conversations you're having now, today, on a daily basis. Anyway, again, I say 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right. You know, you heard about it this morning. Earlier today, actually. The Baltimore Bridge, and there's already all kinds of speculations as to what, how, where, why, and when. Was it real? Was it real, but was it on purpose? Right? I don't know how many people were lost. They say that there are still people missing. There were construction workers there. There was people on the bridge when it happened. And, this is not funny. But I got to tell you, when this stuff happens, they need to lock up Joey B. Seriously. Think about it. First of all, the Coast Guard and the Maryland State Police announced that they're suspending the search for six construction workers who went missing when the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed into the river early this morning. Now, during a press conference, officials said they don't believe that the six construction workers would be found alive, and adding that they were suspending the search rescue efforts at 7 o'clock in the evening. Now, divers were expected to re-enter the water at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The cold water temps, low visibility, impending weather conditions, all of that factored in the decision. We don't need to lose more people. They went on to say, we're doing our very best. He explained that the last thing that he and others want to do is put divers in the water where so much metal and debris from the collapsed bridge is now sitting and could be a problem. Butler said it takes... is one object striking one of the drivers, creating additional search efforts. He's right. There's a lot of problems there. A lot of potential hazards in the water. He was asked by reporters about how the possibility of vehicles being in the bridge when it collapsed, and he said there is a distinct possibility. Now, while the Maryland Department of Transportation was able to shut down traffic, Butler said it's possible a car could have been on the bridge, though there is no information to support that. Now, you know, there's already all these little conspiracy things out there. Because the call went out just minutes before. Right? The call went out minutes before to shut the bridge down. To deter, right? Or turn the traffic away from the bridge. Well, look at, if you're the skipper of that ship or whatever, you're a captain of that ship, and you know you've got a problem, you know you've lost control maybe, right? Then why wouldn't you call it in and say, hey, look, I've got, there's a potential I could hit this thing. If I hit this thing, I don't know who's on it. I mean, think that through for a minute. There's so much debris in the water, they don't know when they're going to be able to get in there. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, the other thing about the bridge, which is interesting, I think, maybe a little bit, Joe Biden, he says he took the train across that collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge many, many times. So there's only one problem with that. The bridge doesn't have a rail line on it. So I don't know, did they do it in his dreams? Maybe he's mixing it up with another bridge. And to use the immortal words of the Democrats, oh my God, he has his finger on the button. Think about that. Right? Seriously. So Joe Biden told reporters on Tuesday that he had taken the train over the Francis Scott Key Bridge many times. Which, again, is weird because there isn't one there. And people buy into this stuff. He and immediately was made fun of on Twitter, of course. I don't know how old the bridge is. Pretty old, though. And all the pictures I saw, I went out and looked. All the pictures I saw of the bridge, obviously before it collapsed, there are no train tracks on the bridge. So I don't, did anybody, you know, if you want to text me, let me know, or email me, joe@joemessina.com. Let me know if you have a picture of that bridge with train tracks on it, because maybe there were, maybe they took them out. But people, come on, they make fun of Trump for the smallest things. You want to fight honestly, although I don't think you can in this case, then do it. But don't sit there and try to tell us how whack Trump is, how off he is at all of this. And we got this guy who thinks he's been on a train on a bridge that didn't have any tracks on it. But you're okay with him being next to the trigger, aren't you? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. How you win is how I win, how we win. You know, head up to the website. JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's a lot you can do there. A lot where you can get involved. That's all. I want you involved. I want you involved in the conversation. Right? I want to know what you think about certain issues, certain situations. And that way, I mean, honestly, sincerely, I want your input, because not everybody thinks like I do. And many of us are on the same page. We just come at it from different angles, different ways. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568, if you got something to say. A lot happening out there. A lot happening. You know, I was reading during the break how Carnival Cruises is now, they're going to move the operation from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia, while they fix the bridge. There's a lot going on there. You know, a lot happening. A lot of work is going to need to be done, if you would. All right. Rhonda McDaniels. The woman now can't seem to catch a break anyway. You know what I'm saying? And even though she ran over to MSNBC, ABC, DFG, there's been so much backlash. Now this is again, these commentators who, you know, their shows are failing. They don't have the viewership that many other shows have on Newsmax, for instance, OAN, and places like that. These commentators on NBC or MSNBC, they've been able to drive her off the network. Now, I don't care one way or the other. I just think it's a joke that she went over there to begin with. They went on, the article goes on to say, there's no doubt that the last several days have been difficult for the news group. That is the NBC Universal News Group. Now, the chairman of NBC News Group said Tuesday in a copy to the in a memo obtained by a news source, after listening to the legitimate concerns of many of you, I've decided that Rhonda McDaniel will not be an NBC News contributor. Now, he went on and acknowledged McDaniel's hiring had undermined the goal of the cohesive and aligned newsroom, offered an apology to his staff. Why? Your job is to have everybody get along. Your job isn't to do what all the employees want you to do. Your job is to make money for the company. And if you thought that she could make money for the company, why did you let the employees drive you away? Anyway, the memo said that I want to personally apologize to team members who felt let down. Well, this was a collective recommendation by some members of our leadership team. I approved it. I take full responsibility for it. He went on to say our initial decision was made because of our deep commitment to presenting our audiences with a wide and diverse... Oh, please, I'm going to throw up here. Deep commitment to presenting our audience with a wide, diverse set of viewpoints and experiences, particularly during these consequential times. We continue to be committed to the principle that we must have diverse viewpoints in our programs. And to do that, we'll redouble our efforts to seek voices that represent different parts of the political spectrum. A network insider told Fox News Digital that there was virtually no way out of this situation. You know, the only way to do it, really, was to reverse it. I can't believe it. I only say that because, again, staffers drove this decision. Right? I mean, the people who run the place didn't. The people who were hired to run the place didn't do it. The people who get big bucks for doing it didn't do it. Right? What's the haps? Why? What's going on? See, we saw this happen with Google. Google. And they didn't, you know, I think they caved in for a while. And it had to do with, it was Google and Amazon, both, having a contract with the military. And their people were not having it. Like, you don't pay the bills, what do you mean you're not having it? Seriously? And somebody let them get away with that? That's even better. I said, again, just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. All right, I mean, hey, look, we're doing rapid fire here, right? Megachurch won't mention the blood of Jesus on Easter Sunday. Now, some of you who are not Christians won't understand how important that is. And again, amazing to me that a church, a Christian church, doesn't use Christian doctrine or the Christian Bible to speak to this, to lay out the truth. So a North Carolina megachurch says they'll not mention words like Calvary, resurrection, phrases like the blood of Jesus to promote Easter Sunday. Well, I'm not going to say the words Calvary. I'm not going to say the word resurrection. I'm not going to say the blood of Jesus, right? I'm not going to say any of these words that make someone feel like an outsider. Wow. It's according to the Nikki Shearer. Yeah, she's a content creator for Elevation Church. It's really an important guiding principle. Now, Elevation Church is pastored by Stephen Furtick and has more than 25,000 members attending, which doesn't mean anything. Just, you know, it's funny. Everybody gets wigged out by a megachurch. I'm not wigged out by a megachurch. Whatever. People need to go where they need to go to get the word of God taught. And they always play with those numbers. They always say, like, look at this church. It's so big. It's got all these numbers. And, all right. No church. I don't care if you have 100 people or 10,000 people. Not everybody sitting there in front of you is on the same page or believes what's coming out of your mouth. But when you have blatant disregard for what the Bible has to say, then that's when it becomes a problem. Again, whether you have 100 people or 10,000 people. And when I say that the church has over 25,000 members attending, multiple locations across the state, Shearer said vitally important that people feel super chill when they receive an invitation to attend a church's Easter service. You see this happen everywhere. These guys feel like they have to back off of what God's word says, or they have to back off their convictions to get people to come in. Isn't that kind of deceitful? I've been reading the Bible for years. I don't find anywhere where Jesus says, make sure you lie to get him in here. I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break here on the Joe Messina Show.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden announced that the federal government will cover the cost of rebuilding Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency, and we're going to rebuild that port together.
Biden called it a tragic accident and assured there is no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial has issued a gag order against the former president. The order bars Trump from making public remarks concerning witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel involved in the case. The decision arrives ahead of Trump's trial, which is set to begin on April 15th. A new analysis shows the number of fatal traffic accidents surged in the U.S. around the time of 2017's total solar eclipse. A research letter published in JAMA Internal Medicine found there was a 30% rise. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. 855-GROW-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. That's what happens most of the time. You become part of the problem, and then nobody really cares about what you have to say at that point. All right. We were talking about the evangelical church, supposed evangelical church, Elevation Church. Not the one, let me see, this one. Where's this one? Just had it a minute ago. It's on the East Coast. And he went on to say, when we're thinking about such a steeped in tradition holiday like Easter, and how we talk to someone who's not steeped in the tradition, how we get them to connect, come to it, that's really important to us, he said. Pro-church Jews defend, you know, watered-down messaging in a post titled, Why Elevation Church, and I love the way they do this. Right? Why Elevation Church, Elevation Church won't say resurrection on Easter. Now, really what it boils down to, you're going to read the whole thing, but what it boils down to is no matter what they believe in, right, they believe in making people feel comfortable. Which just blows my mind. If the bars can mention, think about it, if the bars can mention beer, wine, and spirits, the church ought to be able to mention, you know, the blood of Christ, Calvary, the resurrection, blah, 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 you know, all those churchy terms that nobody likes. I mean, this church obviously feels that the word resurrection is dirty and offensive. Right? The rebirth, the life, are you serious? What could possibly be offensive about it? It's just, and again, this is why churches like this, they do okay for a while, but they don't stay that way. Really. This will be, the churches need to get back to teaching the truth, the unadulterated truth, not just speaking to people to make them feel better about themselves. That's just crazy. I mean, that is crazy going somewhere to happen. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The Mexican president came out today, Andre Manuel Lopez Andreas, I'm sorry, Obrador, he warned on Sunday during the interview with 60 Minutes that unless the United States complies with Latin America's request for aid to help tide the migrants, or the tide of migrants will continue. In January, Obrador issued a series of demands for what the U.S. must do to stop the flow of migrants to the border. It ranges from sending Latin America countries $20 billion in aid a year. Oh, my God. Granting some level of amnesty to illegal immigrants already here in the country. $20 billion a year. Let that sink in for a minute. So say it again, $20 billion a year. For what? So they can line their pockets with it? Mexico has reportedly taken some state-level actions to curb mass migration at President Biden's request, making crossing drop. I mean, the number has not dropped, not even begin to drop. It started to rise again in February. The Border Patrol expects it to keep rising. But they got the border secure. I don't know who has it secure, but it ain't us. So we do and want to continue doing it. But we do want to go for the root causes. Look. The people coming over the border. Notice he said that, you know, he'll stop the invasion from the south. Right? The migrants. Well, they're not just from South America. Right? We saw it. They're from China. Right? A lot of Middle Eastern men. How are they getting there? How are they getting to Mexico to begin with? How are they getting up and through to begin with? You really believe they walked all that way? Look at some of them. They walk all that way, they would be in better shape. $20 billion. I'm still stuck over that. I can't get away from that part of the article. If they don't do the things that you said need to be done, then what? She asked the interviewer. Then the flow of migrants will continue. Well, you know what I would do before I'd even consider it? I'd say to them, show us that you can stop it. Show us what you're willing to do and show us that you can stop it. Now, the critics, your critics, he said in the interview, to help assure the border, it's diplomatic blackmail. What do you say to that? He responds with, I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are, and I always say what I feel. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's the truth. Right? He won't secure his own border. He doesn't care because he's getting them out of his hair and setting them up here. Now, he knows how important the relationship is between the U.S. and Mexico. I probably don't think it's as important as he does, and maybe some others. Earlier in the interview, he said that while immigration, the border, and the economy are key issues in 2024 election, the person who could tip the scales for either candidate is another president or president out of Mexico. Right? Again, why are we letting another country tell us what and how to do? Happens all the time, especially under this regime. You need to step up, or we need to, I don't care who, needs to step up and lay it out that it ain't going to happen this way. We're not doing this. Maybe that's why my blood pressure is always all over the place. Squad member Jamal Bowman, remember him, right? The guy, I think he's willing to set off the fire alarm on accident, on purpose. He actually thought the fire alarm button was the button to open the door. Actually, you know, I mean, I'm sure it said this button will either open the door or set off the fire alarm. Your choice. That's how ridiculous this is. And they bought it. Most people bought it. New York Representative Jamal Bowman, he called reports of Hamas terrorists raping Israeli women nothing but propaganda. This is days after the lawmaker viewed a nearly 45-minute video of the bloody October 7th attacks. Saw it happening. A social media post, now, what's funny about this, we're supposed to believe that now, 40,000 Palestinians have been killed, civilians at the hands of the Israelis. That we're supposed to believe without any kind of proof whatsoever. But the one on video is all propaganda. Cut it. Okay. Hey, I just don't understand. Social media post that slipped under the radar shows the squad member making the remarks during a November 17th rally. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters in New York. There was propaganda used, he said, in the beginning of the siege. Somebody got him on TikTok. There's still no evidence of beheading babies or raped women, but we still keep using that as prop. What's he want for proof? Why doesn't he fly over? Let them show him what happened. Let him show him what they look like. Now, Bowman made the contentious remarks just 3 days after he and other lawmakers, you know, they were offered a November 14th viewing of the Hamas raid. Because 150, you know, it's really funny. Hamas actually videotaped themselves doing it, or video recorded, or whatever it's called now. Recorded themselves doing this. I guess it's for their viewing pleasure later on. The 150 House members who attended the screening, they were left in a state of shock and disbelief after seeing the attack. So I guess all of them were bamboozled. He's the smartest guy in the room, apparently. He picked up on the fact quickly that it was propaganda, right? Unreal. Politico further noted that the evidence of Hamas raping innocent women grew substantially in the months after the attacks. He also appeared to backtrack on the propaganda remarks in a statement provided to a publicist. But he already said it. Why was he feeding the group he was with? Come on, think about it. And actually, you see him and you hear him in the speech, and as usual, walked it all back when he got caught. How'd he get caught first? Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product.
This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Well, I'm back. WC, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Love it when you're engaged. I'm going to do, I usually don't do this, but I am tired of allowing the left to run rampant and get away with, because they put something out there. We're supposed to believe it no matter what. And it's quite irritating. It really is. Because nobody ever... We push back by saying, oh, no, that's not true. You know, don't do that. Push back with real information. Right? Push back with proof. And, you know, you'll kind of notice that the whole climate change thing, to a degree, is kind of running out of radar, running under the radar for a moment, because... You know, frankly and honestly, Trump is taking over the airwaves, right? Or the video waves or whatever nowadays. I don't even know what you call it. Right? So, there was a recent interview. And in the interview, they're talking about global warming for real. And the whole thing behind CO, CO2 people just don't understand. They don't understand what it is. It sounds bad. Oh, my God. We're putting all that CO2 in the air. Oh, my God, that's terrible. Well, Emeritus Professor of Physics at Princeton University. Now, this is somebody else that we've heard from before. This is William Happer. He talks about the need for CO2 and why it's important that we have it. He said, they talk about carbon pollution. They must be talking about us because we're made from carbon. He said, I can't think of anything else to be, I mean, why even bring it up? Why discuss it the way they discuss it? And he has a point. Anyway, take a listen. It's about 2 minutes long. I'm curious as to what you think. Seriously.
Two.
More CO2 is good for...
What is it that the climate catastrophists are getting wrong about CO2?
More CO2 is good for the world. It's not bad for the world. And so it's absurd to be trying to reduce CO2 with all the other problems, you know, with the absurd projections of lower costs for renewable energy. It's clearly a lie. It's not true.
And explain to us, how is, in your opinion, as a Princeton professor and climate scientist and physicist, how is CO2 good for the world?
Well, for the first thing, if you look at geological history, and you've got lots of good geologists here in Australia who've made this point many times, we're in a CO2 famine now compared to what is normal for plants. And just about any plant, if you give it more CO2, and a lot more, it will do better. In my country, most greenhouses double or triple the amount of CO2, and they have to pay for it. It's not cheap. But it's worth investing in it because the plants grow so much better. The quality of the flowers and the fruits are so much better. And the situation is even better outside of greenhouses because in addition to the benefits you get in a greenhouse where you have plenty of water, you get resistance to drought. And that's particularly important in Australia, which has large areas that are quite arid.
Mm.
And if you look from satellites, Australia is a poster boy of greening of the entire world, especially Western Australia. So it's unbelievable that they've...
He's not a political. I mean, I'm sorry it's so long, but this isn't a politico. This is an actual physicist. This is an actual scientist kind of person. You know, believe in the science, all that stuff.
Yeah. Managed to turn this beneficial gas, a part of life, into a threat. You know, they talk about carbon pollution. I can't imagine what they're talking about. We're made of carbon. And we breathe out 2 pounds of CO a day, each of us, mm-hmm. Like 8 million people, you know, 2 pounds a day. Mm. Multiply that by the number of days in the year. And in fact, you know, many of them say, well, people are the real problem. It's not the CO2. We've got too many people. And really, we can't have more than a billion people in the world. So I look around in a room, they're not even the 7 out of 8 of us here on this show enough to reduce the population.
Amazing. And he's right. When you hear them talk, they sound so educated, so smart. And then they put this garbage out there, and you have to stop and say to yourself, oh, wait a minute. This is not the first guy I've heard this from. We've heard it from other scientists before. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved, engaged, being part of. Now, I love this. This is always funny to me. I shouldn't say that because I don't mean it in a bad way. But I've been saying partially this for a long time, right? Nearly all of America's 400 million guns have got to go. Well, this is according to Russ Baker, a writer over at MSNBC. Now, I've always said, some of my people or some of my friends have said to me, no, I think you're wrong about the gun numbers. And I said, no, I don't think I am. If we've got 300 million guns registered. Do you think every gun in somebody's home is registered? Don't you think some people have maybe guns before they need to be registered or along those lines? I mean, again, you think about this. And this person is trying to say, we need to get rid of every semblance of a gun in the country. He goes on to say, let's face it, many armed Americans can deathly and irrationally afraid of others, and so they become a menace to society. Oh, God. According to a 2021 Gallup poll, as many as 88% of gun owners. Now, here they go. They're going to make fun of us, right? 88% of gun owners are apparently terrified of being, you know, harmed. Now, since they have guns for self-defense, they're still afraid. Now, very few, and I mean very few, gun owners are up to defending themselves, really haven't learned how to defend themselves. So how are they going to defend themselves and families from the random crimes that we see happening all over the place? According to one article, fewer than 3% of gun owners ever use a weapon in self-defense. And apparently, some of those involve misrepresentation of what actually happened in order to paint the shooter in a good light. Look, every time there's a shooting, what do you hear? If getting rid of guns saves one child's life, we should do it. Yet, if a good guy with a gun saves a life, we shouldn't do it. It's never a good guy with a gun that goes shooting up a church, a school, or a mall. Never. It's always a criminal with a gun. And in almost all cases, they got the guns illegally, or they shouldn't have had the guns to begin with. The media loves to make a big deal of this, right? But not only, you know, Fox News that he's blaming for this, they played a large role in convincing the public, or the public at large, that they're always in mortal danger. That's why you need a gun. I don't get that. I get looking at what's happening in the real world. I get looking at the home invasions. I get looking at people getting beat up, mugged, and other things at a gas station. That's okay. Why should you be allowed to protect yourself, especially in your own home? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You are in mortal danger quite often and frequently. You don't know what that other person has under their coat, in their purse, whatever, what their intentions are when, you know, they show up at your house, your work. I've seen crime in my little city go up quite a bit over the last few years. We didn't have this kind of trouble for the longest time. But then Gascon is our DA in this area. He's decided not to charge these people and get them into court. You know, because they had a rough life growing up or whatever it is. Now, the GOP, according to this guy, says they probably would not hold any significant power in this country if they did not psychologically terrorize their base into believing that they need guns. Listen to this guy. It seems that most people who threaten gun owners are not actually threats at all. I mean, I could go, I don't want to go on and on with this person. I don't want to give them that much time. But it's really amazing to me. Okay, Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. Always appreciate his input on things. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.